The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has affirmed that Indonesia's involvement in the Board of Peace is not connected to efforts to normalize political relations with Israel. This affirmation was conveyed following Israel's decision to join the Board of Peace, initiated by United States President Donald Trump. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yvonne Miwengkang, on Thursday in Jakarta, emphasized that Indonesia's participation in the forum is based on a humanitarian mandate and the stabilization of the conflict situation in Gaza. She stressed that the entry of any country, including Israel, into the Board of Peace will not alter Indonesia's principles, which have consistently supported the Palestinian struggle from the outset.
Participation is based on the mandate for stabilization, protection of civilians, humanitarian assistance, and reconstruction of Gaza in Palestine in accordance with UN Security Council Resolution 2803. The membership of any country in the Board of Peace does not change this principled position.
Furthermore, Indonesia views the involvement of conflicting parties as an essential part of the process towards sustainable peace. Yvonne affirmed that Indonesia will utilize its membership in the Board of Peace to ensure that the interests of the Palestinian people remain the top priority.
Indonesia will therefore utilize its membership in the Board of Peace to also actively encourage the involvement of the Palestinian Authority and ensure that the entire process remains oriented towards Palestinian interests and respects the fundamental rights of the Palestinian people, as well as promote the realization of the two-state solution.
Israel officially joined the Board of Peace after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signed the membership charter during a visit to Washington on Wednesday. The Board of Peace was established as an international body to oversee the transition, stabilization, and reconstruction process in post-conflict Gaza. Its formation is part of the comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict, 20-point roadmap, and was reinforced through the support of the UN Security Council via Resolution 2803-2025. Under its mandate, the Board of Peace will oversee the implementation of the ceasefire, maintain security stability, and ensure that the reconstruction and restoration of civilian governance in Gaza proceed in accordance with international law. The Board of Peace Charter was signed by world leaders including President Prabowo Subianto in Davos, Switzerland on January 22, 2026 as a manifestation of commitment to sustainable peace in Gaza.